A very warm welcome to our service this morning for Easter morning, and a special welcome to any visitors that are joining us today. Before we begin our celebration of Easter Day, I recall our preacher last week saying we missed a lot if we jumped straight from Palm Sunday to Easter Day. So we're going to just have a quiet few moments and listen to some music as we cast our minds back 2 days to Good Friday. Yes. The Gospel reading on Good Friday ended with these words. Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
Early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been taken away from the entrance. She went running to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb and we don't know where they have put him." Then Peter and the other disciple went to the tomb. The two of them were running, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and saw the linen wrappings, but he did not go in. Behind him came Simon Peter, and he went straight into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth which had been round Jesus' head. It was not lying with the linen wrappings, but was rolled up by itself. Then the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in. He saw and believed.
They still did not understand the scripture which said he must rise from death. Then the disciples went back home. Mary stood crying outside the tomb. While she was still crying, she bent over and looked in the tomb and saw two angels there dressed in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been. One at the head and the other at the feet. "Woman, why are you crying?" they asked her. She answered, "They have taken my Lord away, and I do not know where they have put him." Then she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. "Woman, why are you crying?" Jesus asked her. "Who is it that you are looking for?" She thought he was the gardener. So she said to him, "If you took him away, sir, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and said in Hebrew, "Rabboni." This means teacher. "Do not hold on to me," Jesus told her, "because I have not yet gone back up to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them that I am returning to the one who is my Father and their Father, my God and their God. So Mary Magdalene went and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and related to them what he had told her. Amen.
Our gospel reading doesn't exactly include any alleluias or hallelujahs or praise gods. Don't know whether you picked up on that. There was the excitement, but that was mixed up with an element of panic and confusion. Maybe there was even a bit of anger in there. Certainly some worry and fear and wondering what was happening. We know what did happen. And with that benefit of hindsight, we can sing Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And the wonderful hymns that have been written for this time of year. And yet for those people involved on that day, I think we maybe overestimate their ability to have really understood what was going on. If we were in that same position, wouldn't we also be filled with an element of concern, of sadness, of confusion? Mary Magdalene did go running to Simon Peter and to John, who, when he's writing the gospel, he refers to himself as that other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. They've taken the Lord out of the tomb. We don't know where they have put him. So the assumption was that he was still dead, that somebody had stolen the body. And it was Peter and John who actually went into the tomb and found those empty strips of linen. The burial cloths were there. But they didn't understand. Well, do we really understand it? The resurrection is mystery. It is a miracle. So even though the disciples had seen Lazarus raised from the dead, and even though Jesus had told them in a variety of ways what was to happen, it didn't immediately click that actually Jesus was alive again. We all, I think, can have selective memories. We remember the good times, perhaps, and perhaps we remember some of the really bad ones. But it feels as though I'm speaking for myself, let's be honest. My mind cannot hold everything that has happened. So if I get your name wrong, I apologise. They remembered bits, but not all of the things that Jesus had said. And elsewhere in the scriptures, we find passages that say that it was only after Jesus was in glory that they realised that these things had been written about him. And they only remembered afterwards some of those things that Jesus had said himself about himself. So, of course, we do remember the passages, as in John 14, when Jesus spoke about going ahead to prepare a place for them and he would come back and take them to himself. We remember those passages. But did that click with them at that point? remembering, yes or no. Understanding is another question mark. And we heard they still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Jesus had to rise from the dead. And again, difficult to remember, difficult, even more difficult to understand. Mystery. And then we have the story of Mary Magdalene outside the tomb crying, weeping, because she didn't know, she didn't understand, she didn't remember what Jesus had promised. And she meets somebody who she took to be the gardener. And she didn't recognise that this was actually Jesus. Only when he said her name. I wonder how well we remember, how well we know, even without understanding. Faith enables us to know that Jesus is alive. But how well do we also recognise him? How well do we recognise his words, even as they come to us through Scripture? How do we recognise him as he comes to us in one another? In those coincidences that sometimes happen. How well do we recognise that identity of Jesus? Mary called him Rabboni, teacher or master. Do we recognise and know him as our Saviour, as our Lord, as our friend? Jesus on the cross said many things, but those last words were, "It is finished." The job that he'd come to do, the salvation plan of God himself for each one of us, he'd played his part, and his death was the culmination of that. It is finished, in one sense. But Resurrection Day means the beginning of something new. The beginning of a new life for him and for all of us. That we can be a new creation through him and through his Spirit. But that's not the end either. Remembering, understanding, recognising are all a part of our own relationship with God. But one of the other suggested readings today is from Acts chapter 10. I'm not going to read all of it, but you may remember the story of Cornelius, the Gentile who had a dream, and also Peter who had a dream. And this dream for Peter was the cloth coming down with the unclean animals in it. And he was told that he needed to go and see Cornelius, a Gentile, which was not the thing that Peter wanted to do, because Jews and Gentiles didn't mix. And so Peter came and recognised God's hand in this. And he spoke to him about Jesus. And then he said, "We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a cross. But God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Jesus' death, bringing victory over sin and death for all people. And those first Christians, it was their responsibility that all people, all nations, would find out about Jesus and his acceptance of all people. And it's our responsibility too, to witness to our own experience of God, of how we know that he is alive. There are days when we don't feel like singing Alleluia. There are days when we linger at the cross and identify with the suffering of the one who gave his all for us. But today gives us hope. It gives us hope and it gives us joy. And as we come in faith, we pray that his Spirit will end our confusion, our fear, our worry, our anger, our doubt, our panic, whatever it is that stirs us up, whatever it is that takes us back to the feelings of those first disciples as they wondered what was going on. We can experience his living presence with us. There are many great Easter hymns, and one of the ones I remember from a while ago is "I Serve a Risen Saviour. He's in the world today. I know that he is living whatever men and women may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he is always near. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart." And another one, which I won't read all of, that is in our hymn book. "I know that my Redeemer lives. What joy the blessed assurance gives. What joy the blessed assurance gives. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia.